Pastor, author, and Bible teacher, Alan Wright.
And you remember the day that some friends let down a paralyzed man through the roof of a house where Jesus was teaching. And you remember how Jesus looked so intently at the immobilized man and how he spoke so confidently, "Rise, pick up your bed and go home." And then you begin to wonder, what did Peter see? How did he know? Why this lame man? And why today? It's a story about ministering with Jesus's eyes. It's about how supernatural things can happen when you get to see as Jesus sees.
That's Pastor Alan Wright. Welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear the pages of the book come to life with Pastor Alan, the author, sitting here in the studio. And the book is Seeing as Jesus Sees, How a New Perspective Can Defeat the Darkness and Awaken Joy. This book is now out, highly anticipated. We are so excited to have this in our hands now and to get it into your hands. And if you get it right now for a limited time, we have a special resource bundle that we are giving you for a limited time, just for letting us know that you have already received your copy of the book. So when you buy the book, then get in contact with us. Say, "Hey, I got the book. I'd love this resource bundle." We'll send it your way. PastorAlan.org is how you contact us. PastorAlan.org or SeeingAsJesusSees.org. Either place will bring you to a contact for requesting this bundle of a daily reading guide, a study guide, and a companion video course. Again, as our thank you for supporting the launch of this new book here just days after it has released. And Pastor Alan, we are jumping into this portion of the book where we're talking about seeing others. We've been on this topic, generally speaking, for a few days now, but this chapter is on seeing miracles in the making. This is all about ministry and about healing and how the Lord can use you and me to do that with others.
So by way of review, especially if anybody's joining us for the first time, we're talking about a simple prayer, brief enough for a breath, deep enough to change your life. Jesus, how do you see this? And we're learning about how powerful it is when Jesus opens up the eyes of your heart, how extraordinarily transformational it can be when you begin to see as he sees. And really thinking in three categories: how does he see me, how does he see others, and how does he see the world? And in this section on how he sees others, we first started by learning about how Jesus sees others, so if we can see with his eyes, we'll be more accepting. And learning to see Jesus as others also means that we learn to bless. We can see a positive vision over their life. But for today and tomorrow, and we're going to give a few highlights of one of the chapters in the book, where in the context of seeing others as Jesus sees them, this is how healing ministry takes place. And for anyone who wants to be used of the Lord more to help other people, to be used of the Lord to help minister to people and see their healing, this is very, very important. Ministry is not what we do for Jesus. Ministry is what we do with Jesus. So ministering healing and hope to others is not a burden. It is an outrageous honor. Really, it's like a Golden State Warriors fan being invited onto the court to go shoot some hoops with Steph Curry. It's like a Willie Nelson fan being invited onto the stage to help him sing "Always on My Mind." There's not much power at all when we say, "Lord, see the good I'm doing. Will you please bless it?" In Henry Blackaby's words, he does not invite us to set magnificent goals and then pray that he will help us achieve them. But it is exceedingly powerful when we say, "Jesus, let me see what you're doing so I can join you." According to his own good pleasure, Jesus lets us see what he's doing and invites us to partner with him to impart his power. And this is the kind of ministry he described when he said in John 5:19, the Son can only do what he sees his Father doing. So it's always appropriate to pray for someone's well-being. It's always fitting to show love to the downtrodden. It's always timely to offer an encouraging word. But I think God also invites us into surprising moments of ministry that depend on supernatural revelation. So I want, you know, every listener to think, is there someone in your life who needs a miracle? Ask Jesus to show you how he's at work so you can join him in it. Seeing others as Jesus does isn't just about accepting them and blessing them. It's also about partnering with Jesus to set them free by his supernatural power.
It's a new perspective. It really is. And in this one, I got to take a quick step back and even ask this question. I know we're in the section of seeing others, but do you think that sometimes we give others more grace than we give ourselves, and we see in others such a great blessedness where we maybe do a good job of blessing others, but sometimes we struggle with our own and therefore maybe struggle to even think that we too can be healed?
It is part of where we started in learning about how does Jesus see us, see me, see ourselves. Because if we don't see how he is actively at work, advocating, interceding, ministering on our behalf, then how can we let our own heart join in agreement with him on that? So you're exactly right, Daniel. It's sometimes harder for ourselves than it is others. And when you turn your attention to, okay, God, I'd like to participate with you in what you're doing, this really is where I think ministry, instead of being something that's born out of merely our good intentions, it now is born of the Spirit. It makes me think, Daniel, of a dear Pentecostal evangelist friend who ministers in a power that I've seen up close for a lot of years and I know to be real. I remember, you know, many, many years ago when I first attended one of his revival meetings, and my Presbyterian bones shook a little bit, you know, in that content. Spontaneity, manifestation of the Spirit, exuberance is all surprising me. But the way he ministered it stirred me to real wonder, because one of the things he would do is he'd call people forward. You know, lady seated in the middle on the right, in the red blouse, please come here. I want to pray for you. And he'd go, and she'd come up, and he'd pray for her, and something powerful would happen. And then you, sir, in the blue jacket on the back on the left, please let me pray for you. And the man come forward, and he would pray for him, and the man would be powerfully touched by God. Some would give public testimony of physical healing. Some were just refreshed by, you know, powerful supernatural joy and peace. I mean, all these tangible Pentecostal things are happening. And I realized soon, my friend, when I got to know him, this is many years ago, I got to know him, and I was, he didn't just minister that way in church. It's the way he lived his life. And he'd be like, sometimes we'd be in a restaurant or something, and he would just minister to somebody.
That's Alan Wright. And we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Wondering what you need to do to find more freedom, wonder, and joy? What if you don't need to do more as much as see more? What if victorious breakthrough and enduring transformation comes not by striving, but by seeing? For years, Pastor Alan Wright has been practicing a new spiritual discipline, a simple prayer. Jesus, how do you see this? It's brief enough for a single breath, but deep enough for lasting life change. It's a prayer Christ loves to honor because the Savior came to open blind and blurred eyes. Jesus is, after all, the light of the world. In his new groundbreaking book, Seeing as Jesus Sees, Alan Wright leads readers into a fresh kind of Bible study where they're invited in close, side by side with the Savior, to see themselves, others, and the world through Jesus's eyes. There's good news on every page because divine revelation and Spirit-filled living isn't reserved for the spiritually elite. Every Christian can live with wide-eyed wonder and Spirit-revealed vision. For a limited time, when you order a book from Amazon or your favorite retailer, you'll receive over $100 of bonus resources. To order the book, visit seeingasjesussees.org or come to our website, pastoralan.org, and you'll also receive a free 6-week Seeing as Jesus Sees companion video series from Pastor Alan, along with a study guide and a daily reading plan. So place your order today with your favorite online book retailer and visit our website for instructions on receiving all the extra resources. Christ's call to discipleship isn't an invitation to strive to do what Jesus would do, but to come and see what Jesus sees. So pre-order your copy of Alan Wright's newest book and discover and start seeing yourself, others, and the world through Jesus's eyes.
I remember one time we were in a restaurant, a steak restaurant, and the server kept eavesdropping on our conversation. And finally she said, "What do you two do?" And my friend piped up. He said, "I'm a minister of Jesus Christ. I travel the world preaching the gospel everywhere I go. God does signs and wonders." And I mean, her jaw dropped and she's just looking at us. And then she looked at me and I said, "Well, I'm a Presbyterian pastor and I've written a few books." Anyway, I didn't blame her for looking back at my Pentecostal friend. And she's like, "That is so interesting." And he begins to minister. Says, "I think God wants you to know he loves you very much. And he's right here, right now, ready to save you." And next thing you know, he's praying a prayer of salvation with her. And it's just amazing. And I just loved it. I went along for the ride. And one day I just asked my friend, I said, "How do you know who you're going to call up front in these meetings? And how did you know that God was going to move on that server's heart at the restaurant? How do you know?" And he said, "I can see the anointing on them."
Hmm.
And I said, "Well," at the time, I didn't understand much at that time what he meant. I said, "Well, how are they smiling or leaning or nodding?" He said, "Well, sometimes it might in their appearance." He said, "But it's a spiritual thing." He said, "I feel like I can see the glory of God on them. So I know Jesus is about to do something special." Mm-hmm. And I remember, this was decades ago, and I remember going, why didn't they teach me that in seminary? You know, I'd have a lot more power. But wouldn't we all, if we could see more with God's own eyes, what he intends to do in someone's life? And then ministry becomes joining in with that. And I think that's when you start looking at the miracle stories in the Bible and the New Testament. This is the kind of thing that you're seeing.
The book is Seeing as Jesus Sees, How a New Perspective Can Defeat the Darkness and Awaken Joy. The book is out now, and thanks for supporting the book. When you do get the book, and these days, right now, I mean, within the next few days or so, if you will let us know that you've already ordered the book, we will be happy while these supplies last to send you a free resource packet, including a daily reading guide, a study guide, and a companion video course as our thank you for supporting the launch of Pastor Alan's new book and this very important message. As we're talking today, and by the way, contact us at PastorAlan.org or SeeingAsJesusSees.org. Just let us know that you've already ordered the book, and we will be happy to send this out to you. We're talking right now about seeing others, and it's a chapter on healing, which is kind of taking us through the steps of, first of all, you've got to be able to see the person through the eyes of Jesus as forgiven, as free of the guilt and the shame. And then you move into blessing, which we've talked about as well. And this is all on the path towards ministry.
Yes, it is. Ministry, I think, from a New Testament perspective, is much more about participating with Jesus in the ministry that's already on his heart than it is us simply engaging in some kind of ministry that we ask God to bless. Again, it's always appropriate to give an encouraging word to someone. It's always appropriate to help the poor. It's always appropriate to share your faith. But powerful, powerful ministry, as we see in the New Testament, comes when they seem to be moving by a divine direction that is just coming so automatically. And one of the stories that comes to mind is this beautiful, beautiful story of Peter, where he really announces a healing to a beggar. And as we have been doing all throughout, we're going to invite you to be there at this scene. It's the afternoon hour. Worshippers come to offer their sacrifices at the temple gate called Beautiful. And imagine you're there, you press in to see what's happening. And you recognize Peter. Everything has changed for the walk then sink disciple, Peter, freshly filled with the promised Spirit who rushed upon him at Pentecost. Peter, been teaching from home to home. Stories of miracles have been circulating. So imagine you squeeze through the throng and you see another man you recognize, a man lame since birth. poor soul's a fixture at the gate, and all the people recognize him. And you're close enough to see what happens. The beggar sees Peter and John and asks for money. Surely Peter and John will walk on by, as they have hundreds of times when they've seen this beggar in this same spot. They'll do the same as others passing by. Give him a few coins. Maybe avoid eye contact with him. Perhaps Peter's headed to the temple steps to preach. But then, suddenly, Peter does a double take. You watch as the apostles stop, and Peter looks straight at the lame man and says to him, "Look at us." And the beggar, gladly expecting to receive alms, turns his gaze to Peter and John. But as Peter's eyes lock with his, there is this expectancy in the air, as if Peter is seeing something new about the familiar beggar. He's seeing something no one else does. And you can see here, there are plenty of other disabled and poor beggars at the temple. But in this moment, you wonder why Peter can't take his eyes off this lame man at the temple gate. "I do not have silver or gold," Peter declares, "but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Peter's so confident the man will walk that he reaches out his hand, helps the beggar to his feet. And as he does, the lame man clearly feels strength surging into his feet, ankles, and begins walking and jumping and praising God. Acts chapter 3. Well, as you watch this healed man leaping and shouting, you remember the strange teaching Jesus shared with the disciples before his death. "Whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing." And you remember the day that some friends let down a paralyzed man through the roof of a house where Jesus was teaching. And you remember how Jesus looked so intently at the immobilized man and how he spoke so confidently, "Rise, pick up your bed and go home." And then you begin to wonder, what did Peter see? How did he know? Why this lame man? And why today? It's a story about ministering with Jesus's eyes. It's about how supernatural things can happen when you get to see as Jesus sees.
Alan Wright, our good news message from the writing of the pages, Seeing as Jesus Sees, how a new perspective can defeat the darkness and awaken joy. Hey, stay with us. Pastor Alan is back joining me in the studio, sharing his parting good news inspiration to see as Jesus sees from the new book in just a moment.
Wondering what you need to do to find more freedom, wonder, and joy? What if you don't need to do more as much as see more? What if victorious breakthrough and enduring transformation comes not by striving, but by seeing? For years, Pastor Alan Wright has been practicing a new spiritual discipline, a simple prayer. Jesus, how do you see this? It's brief enough for a single breath, but deep enough for lasting life change. It's a prayer Christ loves to honor because the Savior came to open blind and blurred eyes. Jesus is, after all, the light of the world. In his new groundbreaking book, Seeing as Jesus Sees, Alan Wright leads readers into a fresh kind of Bible study where they're invited in close, side by side with the Savior, to see themselves, others, and the world through Jesus's eyes. There's good news on every page because divine revelation and spirit-filled living isn't reserved for the spiritually elite. Every Christian can live with wide-eyed wonder and spirit-revealed vision. For a limited time, when you order a book from Amazon or your favorite retailer, you'll receive over $100 of bonus resources. To order the book, visit seeingasjesussees.org or come to our website, pastoralan.org, and you'll also receive a free 6-week Seeing as Jesus Sees companion video series from Pastor Alan, along with a study guide and a daily reading plan. So place your order today with your favorite online book retailer and visit our website for instructions on receiving all the extra resources. Christ's call to discipleship isn't an invitation to strive to do what Jesus would do, but to come and see what Jesus sees. So pre-order your copy of Alan Wright's newest book and discover and start seeing yourself, others, and the world through Jesus's eyes.
Back now with closing inspiration directly from the pages of his new book, Seeing as Jesus Sees. Here's Pastor Alan Wright.
How do you see this person, Jesus? I'll tell you one thing. It makes life in ministry really fun and really nourishing because you never know what God's going to do. I remember, and it might be a good nourishing inspiration to wrap up this part of our conversation, that one Sunday morning some time ago, seeing someone in a different way, I sit near the pulpit most of the time, and from my vantage point, I can see the congregation, and I like being able to see the people. My faith grows when I see them in worship, and joy rises when I see their smiles. And when I look across the crowd on Sunday morning, I pray for them, and I ask for Jesus' eyes. Well, one Sunday morning, ordinary morning, seemed like, I noticed a beloved parishioner, I'll call John. He walked in with his wife, took a seat near the back, and it blessed me to see him because he hadn't been to church in a while. He and his wife had been separated, and she'd been coming to church by herself. So I felt a lot of delight that morning that shame wasn't winning, and John had come to church, and I don't remember the songs that we sang that day, and I don't remember the sermon I preached, but I do remember that as we began singing, I found myself glancing back, even though he's kind of far away back in the back of the church, glancing toward John. It's one of those holy double takes. And I felt a supernatural love for him. And I thought, I wish I could march down that long aisle and embrace John and tell him, I'm glad you are here. Of course, I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable. Perhaps I could try to find him at the end of the service, give him a warm welcome. But I don't know, I just felt like it would be too late. And I kept looking at him. I couldn't get my eyes off of him. And I kept thinking, I just want him to know now, in the midst of church, he's safe here. He's loved here. So I did something. I don't ever remember doing it before or since. I wrote a little note on a scrap of a bulletin. And I called an usher over, and I asked him to deliver the note to John. And it said simply, it's blessed my heart to see you here, brother. Love you, Pastor Allen. And I never thought of that moment or that note until 15 years later. Wow. 15 years went by, and John approached me after a midweek service, and he said, I want to show you something. 15 years ago, after my wife and I had started seeing each other again, I had never been so nervous, he said, walking through the doors. I had an usher seat us near the back, and you came to the pulpit and started singing. You looked around, and you looked to the back, and I could tell that you were writing something. And then you motioned for a man and gave him what you had written. And he took his time walking around, looking as he came by the pews. And to my surprise, he handed me the note. My heart swelled with so much love and blessing. And Daniel, what he did next made me weep. John pulled out his wallet from his pocket, and he carefully lifted out a yellow, tattered scrap of paper. And that's when I realized it wasn't really a note from me. It was a note from God.
Yeah.
And he'd been carrying it for 15 years. Wow. Moments like that, you know, make me want to try to write a note to every parishioner, every Sunday, but you can't. And yet, every single one of us can grow more sensitive to what God wants to say to others, what he wants to do with others. And we can become people of the divine double take. I don't know, Peter must have walked by that lame beggar 100 times, and surely plenty of other impoverished lives and bodies in need of healing at the gate called Beautiful. But why did he stop for this one man? Because he saw Jesus preparing to heal him. Peter wasn't a healer. He was a participant, a messenger. And you and I, we and all our listeners, we can't stop and pray with every person. Can't write a note to every person, but you can respond to what you see Jesus doing. So ask Jesus for his eyes for others. You'll learn to accept them, you'll learn to bless them, and you just may, be used of God to help heal them.
Thanks for listening today. Visit us online at pastorallen.org. Or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. If you only caught part of today's teaching, not only can you listen again online, but also get a daily email devotional that matches today's teaching delivered right to your email inbox free. Find out more about these and other resources at pastorallen.org. That's pastorallen.org. Today's Good News message is a listener-supported production of Allen Wright Ministries.